From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for people who watch movies like Rudy and feel nothing. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is episode 39, Challenges, with my friend, Nick Willard. Hello, friends. Welcome to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner. We've got a new coach today. This is one of my dearest friends in the world, truly. But I'm going to be really honest. It's a person who I never actually thought of as like a big sports fan. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Luke. It's good to be here.
So you're, in my mind, like the least likely coach. Not because I ever thought that you were particularly unsporty, but I just have never thought of you as like a huge sports fan. But it turns out, I guess you are.
I am very much a sports fan.
Yeah. It's always surprising to me when I hear you talk sports. I'm like, oh, you actually know stuff. I didn't expect that.
There's been very few episodes of this show that I didn't already know the answers to.
Yeah, that's interesting. So at this point, we're like, you know, 40 episodes in and you knew most of those answers.
I'm an expert.
An expert. Okay, well, now I think you're exaggerating, but you are going to help us today. We're going to talk football. You told me that in a football game, if there's a call that, I guess if a coach doesn't like it or if a team doesn't like it, they can challenge.
Yes.
But there are rules around that. So give me the rules for challenging a call in football.
So the rules are the coach has a little red flag. That's the challenge flag. He's allowed to throw it on the field two times each half in order to dispute a call on the field. You can't usually dispute penalty calls. It can only be things that are not penalties.
I mean, what would you dispute if it's not a penalty? Give me an example.
So if they call a pass incomplete, when the coach said, no, he caught it, the coach can throw out his little red flag.
It seems to me like it would be pretty obvious if someone catches a ball or not.
You're looking at a play in real life in full speed. It can be assumed that a call will be missed every once in a while.
Yeah, but catching the ball.
You've got to tell whether the ball hits the turf before the receiver has control of it. That's
okay,
a whole other episode.
So that's not a penalty, though. What would be, then to compare that, a penalty would be like unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary or holding or pass interference or offsides.
Okay. So what are the rules then for challenging?
So you have two per half. If you get them both right, you get a third challenge in that half. And then once you hit the two-minute mark, after the two-minute mark in each half, the coach can no longer throw a challenge flag. It's got to come from the booth upstairs.
Okay, so 2 minutes left, not 2 minutes in.
Exactly. 2 minutes left in the half.
Got it.
And so once that happens, the challenge has to come from the higher-ups on the team, who's ever looking from above, the coordinators or whatever might be there.
Higher up than the coaches?
Yeah.
Or I would have assumed,
maybe not higher up than the coaches, but at least in a higher position from the booth somewhere. They're watching from another location.
Okay, you're saying physically higher.
Yes.
Not organizationally higher.
I don't know if they would be organizationally higher.
But someone who had physically a different perspective on the play.
Yes, and if a coach is wrong on the challenge, if he throws the flag out and it ends up the refs got it right, then the coach loses a timeout, which can end up being pretty important down the road.
How many timeouts do they have?
They get three per half.
Three timeouts per half, maybe three challenges per half if you get the first two right.
Yes.
Are the refs penalized in some way if they get multiple calls wrong?
Not that I know of. Sometimes the NFL will send out official statements saying, the refs got this wrong. But I don't know if there's a financial penalty on that.
Okay. So that's it? That's all the rules?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I guess I understand challenges. Nick, thanks so much for your help.
It's my pleasure. I'd love to do this again sometime.
Well, I'll have to see about that. We'll see you sometime.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Brauner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.